This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes preservation of Newar culture. Millennium Challenge Account Nepal re-invites bids for 297-kilometer power transmission line project. And ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah takes effect after almost a year of fighting. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the importance of preserving Newar culture, stressing its unique history and distinctiveness compared to other cultures. During a discussion with representatives from the Japu Culture Development Fund, Prime Minister Oli called for collective efforts to protect Newar culture and heritage. Representatives from the Japu Culture Development Fund visited Prime Minister Oli at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar to invite him to the 21st National Japu Day celebration. A team of around 100 people, including federal lawmaker Krishna Gopal Shrestha, Japu Culture Development Fund Chairman Mangal Krishna Maharjan, among others, amidst the playing of the traditional Newari music, offered sagun, auspicious food item, to Prime Minister Oli as an invitation to attend the National Japu Day function as the chief guest. Accepting the invitation, Prime Minister Oli praised the Newar community's culture of inviting guests to special occasions with traditional music and sagun, describing these practices as culturally rich and deeply meaningful. The Japu Culture Development Fund also urged the Prime Minister to provide financial support for organizing various festivals to further contribute to the preservation of the original culture of the Japu community. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli also gave assurances that the government will support in increasing the fund of the reserve fund of the Japu Guthi. The Japu Day and Yomari Puni are being celebrated on 15th of December this year. The main program will be held along with a rally at Basantapur on Kathmandu. The Millennium Challenge Account Nepal has recently relaunched the procurement process for a nearly 300-kilometer power transmission line project, which is seen as a major component of the MCC Nepal Compact. This ambitious undertaking involves the construction of a 297-kilometer transmission line divided into three major segments, first being Kathmandu's Lapsi Fedi to Nuwakot's Ratmate and then to Makwanpur's Hetauda, second segment being Ratmate to Tanahu's Damauli, and third segment being Damauli to Rupandehi's Butwal. This project, implemented in partnership with the U.S. government, is poised to bring about substantial benefits for Nepal. Enhancing the country's electricity transmission infrastructure, it will bolster economic growth, strengthen energy security, and facilitate regional power trade, according to Millennium Challenge Account Nepal. According to the press release, Millennium Challenge Account Nepal is actively seeking qualified bidders to undertake this project and contribute to Nepal's energy future. Many families still lack proper shelter after floods and landslide wrecked havoc in Kabri Palanchok 2 months ago. Victims are demanding safe housing as winter sets in, as local governments have not yet arranged for reconstruction or permanent housing. In Bethanchok Rural Municipality 3, flood-affected residents submitted a memorandum to local government demanding appropriate shelter. They also called for permanent landslide control measures and restoration of damaged farmland. While the floods and landslide caused significant loss of life and property, local authorities have not yet completed damage assessments. Thousands of affected families are still waiting for relief. Candidates are actively engaging voters in the by-election for the vacant ward chairperson position in Hetauda Sub-Metropolis 12, scheduled for 1st of December. Development is the central theme for all candidates as they seek support from the voters. The major parties contesting include Nepali Congress, CPN-UML and CPN Maoist Center, with Arjun Tiwari, Rajesh Nagarkoti and Robin Pradhan as their candidates respectively. Other parties, including Nepal Communist Party, Unified Socialist and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, are also in the race. A total of 12 candidates, including 9 from political parties and 3 independents, are vying for the position. The 13th Nepal Africa Film Festival is going to be held in Kathmandu in the third week of January 2025. The event is being organized by the College of Journalism and Mass Communication and Bilakshan Creation. Festival Director Dabu Chhatri said that with announcement of the date for the festival, applications have been called for participation in the film festival. The event is being organized with the objective of promoting cultural exchange between Nepal and Africa through feature films, short films and documentaries. This time, films from other countries are also invited for participation under the international category. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah took effect at 4 a.m. local time in Lebanon, raising hopes for an end to more than a year of fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden announced the deal, which includes a 60-day Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon, with Lebanese forces taking control to prevent Hezbollah from rebuilding. According to Al Jazeera, the ceasefire follows nearly 2 months of Israeli military action in Lebanon after Hezbollah's rocket attacks. Residents in southern Lebanon are waiting to see if the truce will hold. The conflict has caused severe casualties. In Gaza, at least 44,249 people have died, while in Lebanon, 3,823 people have died since the war on Gaza began. However, BBC reports that the ceasefire in Lebanon does not affect the ongoing war in Gaza. Scientists in India have announced the first significant result from Aditya L1, the country's first mission to observe the sun from space. The BBC reports that Aditya L1's most important instrument, the Visible Emission Line Coronagraph, captured data that helped scientists pinpoint the exact moment a coronal mass ejection, CME, began. Studying coronal mass ejections, which are huge bursts of solar energy and particles, is one of the main goals of India's solar mission. Over 82,000 people have been affected and one person has died due to adverse weather conditions in Sri Lanka. Assistant Director of Disaster Management Center, Janaka Handunpathiraja, said in a voice message to the media that 82,796 people belonging to 24,159 families in 15 administrative districts have been affected. The Department of Meteorology of Sri Lanka reported that a deep depression over the southwest Bay of Bengal was situated 190 kilometers southeast of Trincomalee in eastern Sri Lanka on Wednesday morning. This was confirmed to be at approximately 11:30 p.m. local time on Tuesday. According to Xinhua, the department warns that it is likely to move north to northwestwards closer to the east coast of Sri Lanka and intensify further into a cyclonic storm on Wednesday, triggering heavy rains. Environmental groups criticized the presence of petrochemical and fossil fuel lobbyists at UN talks in South Korea on plastic pollution treaty. According to Agence France-Presse, the environmental groups accused them of obstructing progress and spreading misinformation. Delphine Levy-Alvarez from the Center for International Environmental Law called it a conflict of interest, noting that their goal clashed with the treaty's aim to reduce plastic production and promote sustainability. According to the Center for International Environmental Law, over 200 lobbyists from the fossil fuel and chemical industries are attending. Industry representatives argue they are here to share expertise, but critics claim they have an unfair influence on negotiations. The UN says it cannot limit delegation participants, as countries are free to choose their representatives. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi and Gandaki province. The department has predicted maximum temperature to remain between 19 and 21 degrees Celsius in the federal capital today. At present, there is partial influence of westerly wind. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes preservation of Newa culture. Millennium Challenge Account Nepal re-invites bids for 297-kilometer power transmission line project. And ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah takes effect after almost a year of fighting. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will air at 8 p.m. in the evening. For the latest news updates from Radio Nepal, to visit our official website at radionepalonline.com. Thank you for tuning in. Have a pleasant day.